Well, hello, and God bless you. Welcome to BlendCouragesYou.com, where we are here with a word from the Lord to help keep you encouraged to stay on the wall for the Lord. My name is Blend, and as always, I give God praise, glory, and honor for being here with all of you on this episode number 343 of our podcast. Well, BCU family, we started something last time we were together, and we are going to continue. So please take this time to get your Bibles, your notebooks, something to write with, and settle on in. Blend Encourages You is coming to you with the story about Hannah and Samuel. Part 2 is coming up next. Everybody, we're going to get into our podcast content momentarily. Before we do that, I'd love to establish protocol. So whether you are a first-time listener or a long-time listener, we are so delighted that you chose BlendCouragesYou.com for your encouragement today. And if you haven't already done so, I'd love for you to consider making our relationship permanent. So wherever you are listening from, be it on the BlendCouragesYou.com site, Amazon Music, Anchor Radio, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, Spotify, wherever you are listening from, please go ahead and hit the subscribe button. And that gets you in as an official part of the BCU family. Welcome! All right, BCU fam. So for those who are new to the BCU family, or if you haven't been with us lately, just a quick introduction to our text today, or our podcast rather today. So when we were together last time, I had mentioned that we have Bible study on Tuesday nights via conference call at our local assembly. Now, normally the pastor is the one that teaches Bible study. And this particular time, I was tasked with doing just that. And the Lord led me to 1 Samuel chapter 1 to look in depth at the story of Hannah and Samuel. So the last time we were together, we read through the first 10 or so verses. So where we're picking up today is right around verse number 10, going into verse number 11, and finishing up 1 Samuel chapter 1, and then 1 Samuel chapter 2, Lord will come next time we are together. So without further ado, take a listen to our study coming right up.
And she prayed unto who? She prayed unto the Lord. She took the bitterness of soul. She took the fretting. She took the issue. She took the problem. She took the situation to the Lord in prayer. Now, interestingly enough, it doesn't say before that that she had prayed at all. Do you all notice that? In those first 8 verses, that's right. So she was crying. You know, she was trying. Ooh, Lord, I thank you. Crying and trying, but it didn't work out. Wasn't working out. And this was year after year, it says. It says in verse 7, year by year. So this wasn't a one-time thing. All right. So this is the first time, Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus, that she had taken this to the Lord in prayer, according to what the scripture says. And she wept sore. And listen, there are some times where we take some things to the Lord in prayer and where we just got to cry out. The crying where the snot is flowing and it's the ugly cry. And where you're heaving with your breath and can't hardly get it out, sometimes we got to go to the Lord just like that. Just like that. Amen. And those are some of the best prayers where we get it all out. We get it all out to Jesus. So as she's talking to the Lord, she wept sore. So she took everything to the Lord in prayer in an honest and truthful way. Told the Lord all about it. And that's what we want to do, is tell the Lord all about it. So verse number 11 says, and she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou will indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. So she made this vow that this son, if the Lord allowed her to have one, would be what's called a Nazirite from birth. And that comes from Numbers chapter 6. And anyone that was a Nazirite, they had to abstain from any product from a grapevine, so wine, things like that. They had to not cut their hair because it was a visible sign of the vow to others. And there's a, was something, oh yeah, they couldn't take any part in any mourning for the dead, come near a dead body. And yeah, there was that. And the only two that were Nazirites from birth to my recollection would be Samuel and Samson. Because remember, he couldn't cut his hair either. Remember that? So yeah, these are the only two that I am aware of that were Nazirites from birth, where they had this vow upon them and that they were supposed to follow what it is. So Nazirites had greater concerns than ordinary joys and sorrows in life, and they were to serve God, to stay away from fleshly pleasures and all those kinds of things. So that's what Hannah promised the Lord if she was able to have this child. And that also meant, though, that this child would not live with them. So with that, Hannah was asking for a child that she was not going to be able to keep. Y'all see that? I will give him to the Lord all the days of my life. So that means that he's not going to stay. He's not going to stay. So she was dedicating him already to the Lord. So that was her vow to the Lord. All right. Now, verse number 12 says, and it came to pass that as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. So what she was doing, verse number 13 says, that she only spake in her heart, only her lips moved. So he's looking at what she's doing, and her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought she had been drunken. Really, Eli? Really? You're the priest. And you were sitting there watching her. So what's going on with you that you thought that this woman was drunk? And verse 14 says, and Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. So obviously at these fellowship meals, it was not unusual for people to get drunk at the Feast of this Tabernacle. So I guess he just suspected that she was drunk like everybody else, or that other people were around that particular time and place. She was not drunk, obviously. Prayer does not have to be out loud, as we can see. Effective prayer can be silent and in the heart. How about that? How about we pray right within our hearts? And there's some times where I'm talking to somebody and I can't pray out loud. I'm listening to what they're saying. I'm like, Lord, you know, please help me to know what to say, or help me to know what to do, or whatever the case may be. And the Lord hears us. Isn't that awesome? He can hear us even though we're not saying anything. So we can just be praying right within our hearts. Yes, yes, absolutely. So she's just praying in her heart. Woo, God, I thank you. We can call on him and he doesn't even have to know it. Doesn't even have to know. The person doesn't even have to know what we're doing. And he just answers our prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. So Eli accuses her of being drunk. And verse number 15, once again, Hannah, with her sweet spirit, did not rebuke him because he was a priest. She did not speak harshly to him or anything like that. She did, though, defend herself. And she said in verse 15, and Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Ooh, have you poured out your soul before the Lord in prayer? Ooh, I'll tell you, that is some sweet fellowship right there. Verse 16 says, count not thine handmaiden for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. So she was just saying, I brought all of that to the Lord in prayer. So whatever our complaints are, whatever our sorrow is, the heaviness, the grief, the anger, the frustration, the stress, the worry, the strain, the concern, take it to the Lord in prayer. And once she did that, Eli said in verse 17, he said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. Ooh, now look at that. She brought it to the Lord, and the Lord used Eli to let her know that her prayer would be answered. She could go in peace. That means that she could relax. She didn't have to worry. This was a word from the Lord. You can rest on it. And when God tells you that something is going to be done or he's going to take care of it, we can rest assured that it is going to be done. So Eli spoke a word from the Lord. And she said, verse 18, let thy handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way. Listen, after she got that word, what did she do? What did she do? She got that food on. She said, okay, I'm going to eat now. I'm going to get this meal on now, Sister Billy Joe. I can have this bread. I can get this. I can eat because I know it's well. I know God's got this. I know he's taking care of this, so I don't have anything to worry about. All right, so she did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. So she had no sad face on. She had those joyful lips that we read about in Psalm 63. She was good. Yes, she poured out her heart before the Lord, and she could count on the fact that he was going to take good care of her petition because it was already granted. All right, let's see what happens. I know we know how the story is, but we're going to look at it anyway. To be encouraged. Yes, verse number 19 in 1 Samuel chapter 1 says, and they rose up in the morning early. We see this theme with getting up early. Listen, and what did they do when they rose up? What did they do? They worshiped. Yes, yes, they worshiped before the Lord. So they got, they made sure that they gave God his just due. Amen. So with that worship, I'm sure there was some prayer in there, some praise, all of that. And returned and came to their house in Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife. And the Lord did what? He remembered her. Yes, he did. When will he come through? Every time. The Lord comes through every time. When will he come through? Every time. He came through. Yes, he did. He came through. Yes, he did. Verse 20 says, wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son, and she called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. So that's what Samuel means, because I have asked him of the Lord. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him, that he may appear before the Lord and what? Abide there forever. So once they went up to offer their yearly sacrifice and to bring him to the house of God, he was going to stay there. He was going to stay there. So she knew that she promised that she was going to give that child to the Lord, and he was going to have to stay there and minister to Eli and those that were there. Verse number 23 says, and Elkanah, her husband, said unto her, do what seemeth thee good. Tarry until thou hast weaned him. Only the Lord establish his word. So do what the Lord is saying. Make sure that you are doing what God says. So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. So in that culture, a child usually wasn't weaned until about 2 years old. So he probably was about 2 or maybe 3 when she decided to wean him. And then verse 25 says, and they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. Verse 26 says, and she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood here praying unto the Lord. So she's going back. She's going back down memory lane and remembering, you know what? I was standing here, you know, and when God answers our prayer, we need to go back sometimes and we just need to recall that and give God some praise for answering our prayer. Amen. Yes. Verse 27 says, for this child I prayed and the Lord has given me my petition, which I have asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. So Samuel stayed and worshiped there. So it wasn't easy for her. Wasn't easy for her to leave her baby, but she did that because she promised. Yes, right. Yes, he answered prayer. He answered prayer. He answered prayer.
All BCU fam, did this not bless your spirit today? Are you feeling encouraged in your heart with the word from the Lord from 1 Samuel chapter 1? You know, as I think about what is written here, when I think about Hannah and the tears that she cried, the heartbreak that she lived with for year after year after year, the teasing and taunting that she dealt with, and then her husband tried his very best to comfort her and to love her and to be kind to her. And he did all of that. And there's just nothing that could be done except the Lord stepped in. And in some of our situations, and again, myself included, there are situations where we just need the Lord to come on in, where nothing else will take care of the ache in our heart but our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And in this situation, although Jesus in the Old Testament is concealed and revealed in the New Testament, Jesus was always here. We know that, but we know that God spoke to her heart and mind. And after her crying, after she let everything go to the Lord in prayer, the Lord sent a word through Eli that she was going to get her petition. And that's when Hannah dried up those tears and the Lord worked everything out in her favor and she got the son that she asked for. So BCU family, I don't know what it is that you're looking for today. I'm not sure what your request is, but God does know. He's seen your tears. He's seen your grief. He's seen you fretting. He's seen all of that. And for whatever reason, the Lord may be putting on delay whatever it is that you're looking for from him. But know that if it's his perfect will and his timing and in his way, he will make sure that he lets you know that he's going to do what it is that you ask, again, according to his will and his way. And if at that time we can be assured in our hearts that he's going to get it done. Now, sometimes, BCU family, the Lord does not answer our prayers in the way that we would like them to be answered. And as an alternative, what the Lord does in many cases is that he'll settle your heart that you're okay getting that request one way or another. So very often our prayers will change things. It can also change our attitude and outlook toward the thing that we're looking for so that it doesn't upset us. It doesn't make us fret. It doesn't make us upset, and that we get settled and content in the Lord. And we know one way or the other, whether we get the request or whether we not, God is still God. We still love and we still serve him, and that he's still good to us. So either way, we learn the lesson and God is glorified, honored, and praised. Amen. 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 So let's do this. Let's pray about everything that we've talked about today. I'll give you a quick announcement and then I'll let you go. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you today, as always, we thank you for your enduring word.
As we said, Lord, in the wrap up, there are situations that many of us have before you around things that we're looking for you to do, whether it is with our jobs, with our family members, our spouses, neighbors, our health, our finances, whatever it is, Lord Jesus, it can be a myriad of things. And some of us, Lord, have been in a situation where we have not heard definitely whether you're going to grant our petition or not. So as we put those petitions before you, Lord, with the tears, Lord, the fretting, we take all of that to you, the crying, the upsetness, whatever it is that we're feeling, all of the emotion, Lord, we take it to you because you care for us. We can cast our cares upon you. So we cast those cares upon you, Lord, and we look to you to assure us that you have heard our cry and that you will answer one way or another by and by. Whether you have the situation come to pass, Lord Jesus, and grant our petition, or whether, Lord, you just say, listen, just wait, 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 then we will do just that with your grace. And if the answer is no, Lord, we thank you for helping us to accept that answer and for you being with us and comforting our heart and letting us know that whatever it is, you have something else in mind and your something else is always better than what it is that we want in our finite mind. So we thank you for that reassurance today. We ask, Lord, that you will comfort and strengthen your people today, Lord. We pray that you will meet every need according to your will and to your way and your riches and glory. And as always, we're going to continue to give your name the praise, glory, and honor that belongs to you. It's in Jesus' name that we thank you for this and for all that you do for us and for how you keep and bless and cover us and for how, Lord Jesus, you download the knowledge and wisdom and understanding into us. We thank you for it tonight. We thank you for it and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So BCU family, I am curious to know what your thoughts are about our podcast today. So wherever you are, there should be a comment section wherever you're listening from. And if there isn't, for whatever reason, don't worry. You can go right on over to the blencouragesyou.com site. There is a comment section right below our podcast. Please go ahead and enter in your comment and let's continue our conversation. Prior to me signing off, BCU family, if the Lord says the same, we are going to wrap up our story about Hannah and Samuel. We're going to look at the first few verses of 1 Samuel chapter 2 on next week. So you do not want to miss that. So please make sure you stay tuned for the exciting conclusion of the story of Hannah and Samuel. There's more. So with that, BCU family, this is Blen from BlenCouragesYou.com signing off. Thank you all, as always, for your prayerful support and for listening in. And Lord will, and until the next time we are together, may our amazing God bless you, keep you, make his face to shine upon you, and give you all peace as you stay on the walk.